The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been in the media spotlight recently because she has been seen on camera shaking, and this is maybe for the third or fourth time. This video footage shows Mrs. Merkel trembling and shaking back and forth alongside Finland's Prime Minister during a ceremony in Berlin earlier this week. Now, after the incident, Mrs. Merkel said she was feeling very well and there was no need to worry. A recent editorial in a German newspaper has said that the health of Angela Merkel has now become a political issue. But should it be a political issue? Is it any of our business? 03030 80 55 55. I've been talking with commentators Fionnuala Meredith, Patricia McBride and Dr. Brendan McCarthy, a medical ethics expert. I began by asking Fionnuala what she thought.
I think they should certainly tell us if they have something that's wrong with them that affects their ability to do their job. I think that's the main instance in which we would expect to learn more about their health. Of course, you know, everybody has a right to a private life, whether you're a world leader or not. But I think if it's something that's actually going to impact on their ability to lead a country. Now, in Angela Merkel's case, she has said she's fine. She has made some reference that seems to indicate that this might be an anxiety-related thing or something that's perpetuating itself because of some original anxiety when she started shaking the first time. We don't really know. So I suppose in her case, we'll just have to accept that explanation that she's given.
And the point many will make is, as we are all entitled to a private life, so should our political leaders. And then, Dr. Brendan McCarthy, when we do these things, we make assumptions. So many of us will have tried to diagnose Angela Merkel from what we've seen on TV, when really none of us have a clue.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think it's very important that we distinguish, you know, between things that are in the public interest and things that might be of interest to the public. And, of course, sometimes that's quite a subjective call that we have to make. You could argue that virtually everything is in the public interest, but we have to be quite adult about this. And I would certainly set the bar quite high in terms of determining whether or not something is in the public interest. The great problem here is that if we impinge on the private lives of politicians, the very best people will stop setting themselves forward or putting themselves forward to be politicians or public servants. It's really important that we don't end up with politicians who simply want to be celebrities and who welcome intrusion into their lives, as it were. We don't know what the problem with Mrs. Merkel is, but we can be absolutely certain that her political opponents will be watching her health very carefully. And perhaps even more importantly, her political colleagues will be watching her health very carefully.
Yeah.
And there are ways that politicians and governments take care of these things. So I would certainly fall on the side of saying she should be given privacy and she should be allowed to deal with her health issues, whatever they might be. Okay. In pretty much the same way as anyone else.
Patricia McBride, when you accept a political leadership role like the one that she is in, does that make you to some extent public property in your private life? Can you still really expect it to be totally private?
Well, you can't expect it to be totally private, but I think we all should have a reasonable expectation of privacy when it comes to our health and our family life. I mean, I met Angela Merkel just about 2 months ago as part of a briefing around Brexit and issues impacting the north and the border region. There were about a dozen people in that room. I had no sense whatsoever that she wasn't on top of her brief. Her knowledge of the issue and the level of detail that she was able to command on issues relating to the backstop and to the north and to Brexit was quite remarkable. She'd no difficulty processing information. She certainly didn't have any physical symptoms of illness. And I think that we have to remember, you know, that whilst Angela Merkel is a public figure, she's also a private person. She's in her fourth term as German Chancellor. The only time she's had any time off is because she had a fall when she was skiing. Now, that doesn't come across to me as someone who's not in the prime of their health. So she has a right to find out what the underlying cause is, if she needs treatment for that, to do that out of the glare of the public eye. She's certainly someone who I would expect would know if she wasn't fit to be at work, and she's at work, so she must be fit to be there.
Fionnuala Meredith, around 2009, there was well, some shock when TV3 announced, this is obviously Channel in the South, disclosed that the finance minister then, Brian Linehan, was suffering from a serious illness. And there was a bit of a backlash from that in terms of how it was done and the fact that it was put out there in the first place. Something that was so private, so personal, was made public property within seconds.
Yeah, I think we've already sort of discussed, I think we need to sort of draw a distinction between matters that are justifiably private. Like, we all agree here, everyone has a right to a private life, whether you're a leading politician or not. But I suppose, just to broaden it out, I was thinking there, you know, in what instance would it be right for a political leader to make some kind of declaration about their health? Well, I suppose it would be in a case if someone found out that they were suffering from cancer and had to take time out to have treatment. I mean, that would be an obvious one. If someone was diagnosed with dementia, that would be another one. So while I think it's right that we're very careful about how we handle these issues of public figures' health, at the same time, the public, you know, these are people who are representatives, often at the highest level.
But you know as well, at that high level, Fionnuala, when it comes to countries and shows of strength and how they appear to other countries, quite often that very facade that is seen by people is important, and perhaps some will interpret this as a weakness, the fact that we are now talking about her health and instead of her political stance on positions or indeed what she's doing in her position.
I think so, but I think in some way, so if a political leader, whether it's Angela Merkel or not, refuses to engage with the issue, and I know this has been an issue that has been raised in the German press, to what extent then does that actually fuel the speculation? Does it actually almost encourage it? And yes, I'm sure she's wary of any kind of perception of weakness, which is actually rubbish when you think about it. I mean, anyone can get sick, but again, this is sort of public perception that, well, leaders have to be, you know, very sort of strong and, you know, almost, you know, without any kind of weaknesses, which, yeah, that's rubbish.
I think we need to challenge that public perception, though. I mean, it is many, many decades from when FDR couldn't be photographed in his wheelchair. When are we going to stop shaming people who may have long-term illnesses, but who are more than capable of doing their jobs? It is not in the public interest to delve into matters of people's health and private life. If you are a world leader, if you are a public representative, you have a duty to ensure that you're fit to do the job that you've been appointed to.
Yes, and do you have a duty then to tell people that might vote for you? And that's not necessarily talking about this case. But if you're talking in general, if you vote and elect someone, do you have a right to know if they are able to do the role, if they are physically fit enough to carry out what you elected them to do?
You have a right for them to tell you if they're not, but you don't have a right to any more detail than that. No more than I would ask you about the intimate details of your health and well-being would I ask Angela Merkel.
I think we really have to draw a distinction between the rest of us and people who are actually... I think we have to draw a distinction between the rest of us and people who are representatives at the highest level. Of course we can't kind of currently, you know, poke into their private lives and, you know, demand to see all their health records and all the rest of it. I don't think that at all. But, and I'm not talking about Angela Merkel here, I'm talking more widely. I think it's perfectly reasonable if a leader happened to be diagnosed with some kind of condition, right, that would actually impact their ability to do the job, then I think it's perfectly reasonable that we know about it and that they tell us.
Well, let's go back to the Brian Linehan situation. TV3 broadcast an article that said that Brian Linehan was unwell. They then brought on an oncologist to talk about the what-ifs of a condition that had not been diagnosed. And Brian Linehan...
And this was, of course, the day after Christmas as well.
Yeah, and Brian Linehan was forced to go through a series of medical tests and assessments to learn the prognosis for his illness in the full glare of the media spotlight. That was an impingement on his right to privacy.
Agreed.
Angela Merkel has told us, Angela Merkel has, the statement that she has been made, that has been made on her behalf, is that she is fit to do her job. For as long as she continues to say that she's fit to do her job, none of the rest of it is...
Okay.
I don't disagree with you, but I don't think you addressed my key point, which is that if somebody does, not saying Angela Merkel or anyone else, but if someone, a world leader or a person in a position of public influence, a public representative does have some conditions that impact on their job, it is reasonable for the public to know about it. I mean, I don't see how anyone could disagree with that.
Of course,
I didn't disagree with it.
One second,
so
Dr. McCarthy, the other thing.
Afforded the right to privacy,
okay,
to have a diagnosis.
Let's just bring in Dr. McCarthy again, if we can, Patricia. If you can, there's the other element of this, Dr. McCarthy, is that there could be many of our political leaders, people we have elected here in Northern Ireland or in across the water in Westminster, who indeed have got serious health issues, but we don't know. We have this now media scrum around every time Angela Merkel is in the public to watch to see if she is vibrating. In fact, I've seen footage where they're literally panning up and down her body to use that footage in the future. So we just don't know.
Well, we don't know, and I think the key point is: will some sort of illness or condition, disproportionately and negatively affect someone's judgment? And that's a very difficult call to make. If we think in UK politics a number of years ago, very, very sadly, both Gordon Brown and David Cameron lost children. Now, that, of course, was in the public domain. Now, the emotional and mental strain that those men and their wives went under must have been absolutely incredible, probably more than the mental strain that Mrs. Merkel is under. And yet, quite correctly, the public did not put pressure on them and didn't ask the question, can they continue to do their job? We've got to use some degree of common sense here. And as both of your other respondents have been saying, mature politicians do have a sense, and certainly their colleagues around them have a sense, whether or not the judgment is being negatively and disproportionately affected. And the important thing is disproportionately, because, of course, everything affects our judgment. If you have a row...
Yeah, and the counter to that is...
family, you're going to be negatively affected.
But you could obviously be very negatively affected mentally by any diagnosis that could affect your ability to do any job.
Absolutely, and that's why we have to use common sense. And we also have to trust the medical profession. There's no way in which Mrs. Merkel's, medical advisers are not looking at her health. There's no way in which they're not advising her. And as I've said before, there's certainly no way in which her colleagues and opponents aren't watching this very carefully.
Fionnuala, does the fact that we are, initially in this case, talking about a woman, does that have any relevance in this discussion?
That's a really interesting question. It's not one that I had thought of in the first instance, but I think probably it does, because we're back to this question of the public perception of world leaders, public leaders, as being these very strong, almost macho individuals. We haven't got away from that. And we do need to challenge that particular narrative, because, why should they be seen as, why should it be seen as if somebody gets sick that they're somehow weak? Do we think that about anyone in private life? No, of course we don't. So I think there's all this kind of mythology that's built up around public leaders that does need dismantling. And probably Angela Merkel, as a very intelligent woman, is not unaware of this. No doubt this is why, in many ways, she doesn't want to, discuss publicly the reasons that she has been shaking. She's touched on it briefly.
Yeah.
She's referred to the fact that, she's processing, as she referred to it. And no doctor can diagnose her at a remove, nor should they try. There has been some, information that you can read about around this where, professors of psychiatry and neuroscience have been saying, this could be related to a fight or flight impulse that she's had this original experience, and then she's worried about it coming back. I fail to see how anyone, couldn't feel sorry for her. When you see the footage of her, she looks so uncomfortable, and she's obviously trying to control it.
And partly because, as you're alluding to, we're all staring at it, and we're all waiting for something to happen.
Yeah. Amount of scrutiny, which is probably making the whole thing worse.
And then if we take it to a different situation, Patricia, say, for example, a normal office or my own office, and the impact on colleagues, if someone looks at someone else in the office and says, well, Vinny is looking a bit off today. Is that going to impact his ability to do his job? Will that impact on me? Is it, again, any of my business to ask any of those questions?
Well, I think just going back to your previous question before I go there, it absolutely does. It is absolutely relevant that Angela Merkel is a woman, because we're judging her on the way she looks. We're judging her on her physical appearance at this time that she has tremors. We're not judging her on her mental fitness to do the job. And that's the problem. If we were doing that, if we were judging people on their mental fitness to do the job, then neither Boris Johnson nor Donald Trump would be in a position where we would allow them.
You've got to admit, though, You've got to admit at the time that if any world leader, male or female, was trembling, we'd probably be noticing.
We'd be noticing, but, I mean, personally, as I keep repeating, I would be letting them decide whether or not they were fit to do the job based on consultation with their doctors. It's not for me to go into the fine detail of their medical history.
I mean, we've all agreed on that, but that's not an issue.
Of the health and well-being of some of my co-workers.
Okay, let's try not to talk over each other.
Yeah, you asked the question about your co-workers, Jenny. It is not my business to intrude into the health and well-being of my co-workers. I expect people to be mature and responsible enough that they will mind themselves. And I also have a duty as a colleague to say to someone that I think might be struggling, are you okay? And to help them if they need help and to leave them alone if they don't.
Okay.
Because it's frankly none of my business.
Brendan, last thought on this to you. Go ahead.
Well, I'll just add to what the others have said, that we must be very careful that we don't fall into, you know, the current cult of youth and health and body image. Certainly something may be being said because Mrs. Merkel is a woman, but also there's quite a bit of ageism involved here as well. And we've got to be very careful that we don't fall into those sort of current trends that look at body image and health and beauty and so on. We also have to be very careful that we don't fall into discrimination against disability or mental ill health. Even if Angela Merkel were suffering from some form of mental ill health, let's say some form of anxiety or even depression, because in the past, a former Norwegian prime minister did suffer from depression. He took time off work and he came back and was re-elected. So we've got to be very, very careful in saying, even if some forms of mental ill health are there, that doesn't automatically disqualify someone from being a very good political or national leader.
OK, we'll have to leave it at that for now. 030 30 80 55 55. Dr. Brendan McCarthy, thank you very much. Vanola Meredith and Patricia McBride, thank you as well.